This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for your stories. This is StoryCorps. William Lenhart joined the military when he was 20 years old, during a time of peace. Then the U.S. invaded Iraq. 10 years later, Lenhart sat down with his caseworker, Vera Trachuk, to discuss the emotional aftermath of his tour in Iraq.
Tell me, what made you decide to go into military?
A bad acid trip. I took a bunch of LSD, and while I was on the LSD, I ended up in the emergency room, and I made a deal with what I perceived to be God that if he were to let me live, I would do something good with my life. I got a call from an army recruiter, and I said, you know what, maybe you should come by, because my life is not exactly what I want it to be. Shortly then after, we get the orders to basically get ready, because we were going to Iraq. There was a man laying on the side of the road. He had obviously been run over by a tracked vehicle, a tank or something of some sort, because the lower half of his body was completely flat and all over the place. And as we were driving by, I saw him kind of reach up and, I wasn't in Iraq much longer than that, but I was already starting to have a hard time dealing with anger, as I was starting to get angry at everything. I had an old friend who I was hoping would become maybe a serious relationship at that time, and we'd been friends since childhood, and we would write letters back and forth. She was in college, and I was in the war. When I got back from the war, I went to see her at an internship in Chicago. And we had changed. We were different people. She was afraid of me. I scared her. Didn't hurt her. Mm-hmm. But she was afraid of who I was. We lost contact after that. I was never really connected to a lot of people to begin with, but after the military, it was just easier not connecting with people. Nobody got in too close. No, I wound up homeless after a pretty toxic relationship. And I'm just trying to get my life back together, trying to rebuild, trying to get back to someplace I can grow and be happy at.
How is it for you to talk about it right now?
I've talked about it a lot in the last year because I've been in therapy for the last year. Mm-hmm. I'm much less hesitant about talking about it, and there is something liberating about talking about it, but it's, I don't know, I'm still kind of out on it.
Okay.
I don't mind doing it now. There's always hope. It doesn't matter where you're at in life. If you can find something to hope for, you're gonna do all right.